Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
I showed you an article from USA Today comparing the gross domestic product, the GDP, of U.S. states with various countries. But it's interesting to see how the states compare with actual countries around the world.
It is, and a thing which I think I'd mentioned before, that if you take our favorite state here, Texas, if a country, it would have about the 10th largest economy in the world.
And in this USA Today article, they take each state and compare it to a nation and that would be comparable to that state. And Texas is compared to Russia.
It is that our GDP is very, very similar to that of Russia. Of course, on the other hand, when you look at it, Russia has about five times the population of Texas, which means that if you look at that economy on a per capita basis, ours is a much, much stronger economy.
Which says even more for the state of Texas, because it has many fewer people than Russia does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then California is compared to India. California is the biggest state economy at $2.6 trillion of GDP of $2.6 trillion a year. Texas, by the way, $1.7 trillion a year in gross domestic product, but California, $2.6 trillion. But that is, even at that, that's a lot more than India.
It is, and as a matter of fact, of course, India has about 1.3 billion people there. So again, on a per capita basis, I notice also that the our other trillion-dollar economy is there in New York. They compare it to the size of the Australian economy.
Yeah, the U.S. GDP, gross domestic product, is the largest in the world, according to this USA Today article, at $17.3 trillion, and that's equal to nearly one quarter of the global economy.
It is, and as a matter of fact, the latest numbers that have come out, we're actually above 20 trillion in terms of GDP.
Yeah. There's a statement in this article, the U.S. gained superpower status through consumer spending and highly developed industries that are backed by advanced technologies and vast natural resources. Would you go along with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. Is one of the things when you look at, all of the major economies, they're market driven. The spending is the key. And if you look at our economy of GDP, more than two-thirds, almost 70% of total spending comes from that household sector. That is, you and me, the personal consumption expenditures.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and yet people have to have money in their pocket or in their bank account or whatever before they can go out and do that spending.
Absolutely, and that's where we circle back to employment. Unfortunately, again, recent years, U.S. economy has had very, very strong employment, and of course, Texas has enjoyed that as well.
Another article I showed you, and this is from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and it has to do with the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, which has gained 1 million people since 2010.
It has. That's almost mind-boggling. However, it also ties in very closely with the growth that Texas has had, that with both of them, a strong transportation system, that's been a big key.
It's also mentioned in this Star-Telegram article, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport is a big factor.
DFW has been a real engine for growth and development since its inception, in fact.
Mm-hmm. They quote the state demographer on that. Then they, and he mentions, you mentioned transportation, I-35 and I-20, just stretching across the state. And
they're kind of a crossroads of America, really. I mean, key hubs all over.
Yeah. The eastern half of the Metroplex is much larger, while this is obviously having a big effect on Fort Worth, too. But the eastern half, and of course, we're kind of on the edge of that eastern half of the Metroplex.
Right. Strong growth, of course, and what you are talking about Dallas there, but strong growth recently has been in, let's say, the mid-cities area, especially the northern corridor of Dallas as well.
Yeah, and that eastern half that they're referring to, all you have to do is, you know, drive a few miles west of Greenville, you start to see that, and even Greenville itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's a question in this article. Is there anything that could slow the growth? And there's a few things mentioned here. One thing they're concerned about is water.
It is, and that's been a thing that specialists on that have been warning us about for a number of years, and we haven't corrected that problem. It is a potential real problem.
Of course, we're just a little bit north of us. Here's a couple of major projects that are going on in Fannin County right now that are supposed to address that.
It is.
Lake Ralph Hall and the Lower Bodart Creek Reservoir Project.
It is, but to me it's been really, really interesting the last month or so. I think all of us in commerce and around our yards, we need a boat almost to get in.
Right. Right. And, of course, that has not always been the case and won't always be the case, but it's been good, I guess, that we've had as much rain as we had. Another concern they mentioned here is transportation.
And you take the population growth that you've just talked about there. Our infrastructure has not kept pace with that. You drive from here to Dallas, I-30, it's crowded almost all the time.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.